Good morning, big town men. There's an imaginary girlfriend. Just trying to get my brain into fucking gear. This is what I love about it. This is what I love about gossips. The fucking stupid cunts. One person will create a drama and the rest of them will fucking dive in. Whoa, 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 whoa. And, you know, well, you know, when you say, well, were you there? No. Did you hear what was said? Did you see them? Did you see them together and did you hear what was said, you know? Oh, no. And so, although, you know, whatever's going on is none of their fucking business, you know. Have you asked the other person their side of the story? No, you know. So technically, you know, they're experts on issues that they have no fucking, that they were not a party to. They have only one side of the story and they don't know, they don't have anything else as far as the complete picture goes. You know? So if the first person is mentally fucking unstable or a pathological liar or just a fucking head case of some description and starts making up fucking stories, these cunts will all jump in on the fracas. They will create the drama and, you know, automatically side. Automatically side, you know, with the fucking person making the allegations. Yeah. And that's just how people work. You know? And there's a guy this is what scumbag fucking retards, most junkies are, because they're a product of their own crazy families and their own, fuck, there's been a lot of trees brought down. Had a huge double walled, like from north to south, the cloud, the length of the two clouds, like two rows like that sort of thing, you know. Two rows like that, they were probably, I get a bit vague because I use, you know how they, you use fucking certain things all the time, but after many sort of years, yeah, a lot of dust around. After many years, you sort of forget what they are and what they're for and how much it holds and all that sort of shit, but you use them every day for decades, you know. Well, the height of the state of Victoria from the very top bit at the northwest to the very bottom bit at the southern sort of tip, well, it went, I don't know, 200, 300 k's past the north, and it went about 200-300 k's past the southern bit, you know. And there were those two big long bands of fucking absolutely super intense storm clouds. And I thought when that hit, that we actually had a tornado, you know, because the neighbour, you know, I was asleep at the time and I heard the fucking aerial come down, you know. Fucking bang, bang on the roof, you know, and then bloody, that's like an antenna of about 10 metres, you know. And, so, yeah, what happened was, you know, when that fucking, and there's a huge roaring outside, and this is like, the wind is so strong, you think your car's going to blow away sideways, you know, blow down the street sort of thing. It was like, fuck, it was that intense. And it just broke trees, pulled them out of the ground, broke them in half, broke off fucking huge branches, snapped them, brought down fucking power lines, fucking everything, you know. You know, fucking unreal. Yeah, well, anyway, I had a person who I presumed to be trustworthy, but he was full of these little sort of, he was always gossiping about other people, you know, and I tried to sort of be the good sort of, you know, I didn't actually spell it out loud like, this is me when I was younger and dumber, you know. I didn't say, well, you shouldn't be telling these stories about other fucking people, because if they've trusted you, you know, to be confidential, to be their confidant, you shouldn't be fucking, or confidant, you know. Or if they've chosen to confide in you, you have no fucking, and your principal position as their fucking, the person they confide in, is to keep it a confidence, you know, to keep it to yourself. You shouldn't be fucking running around telling everybody else what they said, you know. And, well, I didn't do that, and I didn't fuck him off, as I should have, you know. And I was talking about some really, I don't feel like talking about it because, you know, it's just like, And it's a bit like visiting road crashes when you've already been in one, you know what I mean? I'd rather just skim over it and just allocate the details to another time and another place. And so yeah. It's a little bit complex. But anyway, I told this guy that because of all the sexual abuse that I went through as a kid, I felt very uncomfortable around other children, you know? And that by that stage I'd been single and celibate for about 2 years or something, you know? And so on one hand I'm really horny and I really want to fuck. But on the other hand, I don't want to fuck the children, but I'm also very, very conscious of what went on with me and these sort of situations, and I felt very uncomfortable about it, you know what I mean? I didn't know how to deal with it, and it was pretty raw, and it was just like, you know, I couldn't deal with it. And so what this fucking cunt did, he said, well, you know, the person who was sexually abusing you when you were young, well, no, they didn't do that. It's not possible, mate, you know, fucking rah, 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 rah. So he's tried to sort of tell me what has happened, didn't happen. And then he ran around Narcotics Anonymous in Melbourne telling everybody that I'm a pedophile, right? And what came out of this is that all these cunts, based upon gossip and hearsay, they all fucking instantly sided with, oh, the fucking stories going around about me, you know what I mean? They all immediately jumped on that and immediately fucking ostracized me as the worst fucking cunt on the face of the planet. And what happened was, this guy, David O'Halloran, he is the one who was busted running a child porn ring and sexually abusing children, and they got busted fucking a handicapped girl, you know? He and his fucking mates, you know? And he made the fucking headlines, you know, and I've been getting on with my life, minding my own fucking business and staying away from cunts like him and all the fucking junky cunts in Narcotics Anonymous, who most of whom who've subsequently fucking died, you know. It's a real issue. Stay away from the fucking gossips. You know, stay, if it's none of your fucking business, you know, stay out of it, you know. Don't join the peanuts in the peanut gallery. And stop taking sides over things that are none of your fucking business, you know. And, you know, where you don't have you weren't there. Oh, so-and-so's doing this, so-and-so's doing that. Oh, my God, oh, fuck, oh. You know? You know, that's why fucking idiots are idiots. Because they weren't there, they didn't see who was there. They didn't hear what was said or the context it was said in. They didn't fucking, and they don't know the other person's side of the story, you know. They don't have, and here they are going, oh, that fucking person's a cunt, fucking rah, rah, rah. You know, you dumb fucking scumbag, junkie, assholes. And this applies to a lot of people, you know. So, yeah. And anyway, this fucking bitch, she's short a few fucking, she's short a few fucking, you know, sausages of a barbecue, you know. As one of my favourite dickheads used to say, there's a few kangaroos loose in the top paddock, you know, and yeah, she's gone off and started this fucking big drama queen shit, you know, based upon what she thinks I said when it wasn't what I said or did, you know. And then all these fucking dumb cunts have jumped into the fracas saying, you're a fucking arsehole. And despite all the people involved and the management and two or three tiers up the fucking line, not one of these cunts have bothered to examine the evidence, which was the situation was videoed. It was recorded, you know? So, yeah. All right, thanks. Bye. Yes, it's a lovely warm day. It's supposed to be getting to about 25 or 26 or something. But the humidity's right up. It's almost fucking overcast, kind of, you know. There's a howling, wouldn't say gale force wind, but it's, you know, pretty fucking strong. You know, you wouldn't want to be driving with a caravan behind you and have this as a crosswind, you know, shaking the fuck. Anyway, in one of my discussions with someone, well, I did the video on coconut milk, you know, how they make it. Make it out of Thailand, you know. And so I got some coconut milk. And the guy said, oh, that with a bit of lime juice is pretty fucking good. So I got some lime juice, you know. And yeah, I won't. I'll drink it. I can drink it. The big bottles of fucking lemon juice. I can drink those. But here's to drain a bit out of this so I can fit the lime juice in. That's nice. So it's young green coconut water. Okay. That should be enough. Probably about 70 mil in there. Good thing about having a big thumb, you know, can fucking cap it properly. Well, there the cap is. right where I put it in plain sight. Probably added a bit too much. Probably a sort of, again, this is all depends on personal taste, but probably more of a hint rather than a good dash. And I did all right at the op shop too. See, just vaguing out a bit. It's not much of a video. I'll just stop and hydrate for a minute. Yeah, it's supposed to be a cool day today. What a fucking wind. I might give you a bit of a look around. This is it's an open plains kind of an area. So, I've worked out how to fit this in. I made up a modified the thing to but the open plains are like tree lines here and there, but there's, you know, one of the things about the Australian, it's an imawara, it's the Imawarra fucking satellite. The dust, fuck. It's Imawarra satellite weather, satellite from Japan, and that sits over Australia. And I think it's geostationary. And we might just be buying the data that comes from the area, sort of over Australia and a little bit around it, you know. And to see a couple of thousand K north, south, east and west, you know, of Australia. To see which way the storms are coming in. Which way the cyclones are developing. What shit's blowing up from the North Pole and what shit's coming backwards down from Indonesia, you know. And, so, that way out the window is basically straight west, you know, sort of. And, yeah. Yeah, those chicks in the fucking op shop, they sold, I'll show it to you when I get home, this fucking Australian dictionary. It's about that big. I think it's not the Oxford, the Collins Australian dictionary, you know. But it's fucking real big. And that thing would sell for probably about $80 to $140 in the shops. And this is basically in virtually new condition. And I picked it up for a fucking dollar. Fuck. And I like to push this on people. The dictionaries are like a giant doorway to the world, you know? They're our the word recorded history has a lot of fucking yeah, I overdid it with the lime. The issue of recorded history has such a fucking enormous amount of scope. Yeah, that'll be the drive home lecture for today. But one of the things about God, these fucking trucks are so busy. I'm saying, like, I don't know, 50 trucks in the last 30 minutes. None of this sort of nice slow drive home shit, you know. I might take off the fucking main highway, taking the back roads. because otherwise I'm going to have to just drive, sit on 100k an hour all the way. I don't feel like doing that. I'm in one of those sort of moods where I'd just rather sit on, say, 60, 70 k's now and just fucking idle along. I don't know. Yes, the recorded history. The only thing, this is the big thing about humanity. Yeah, I think, of course, it was got to 40, oh, fuck. Of course, it got to 41 degrees. Oh, they're going to pull apart. Oh. Yeah, nice dirt road. Only got a tailwind. Bit of lugging. But we've got a tailwind going faster than the car, so I wasn't expecting the books to be sort of, I thought the books would, but the boxes moved around, you see. Yeah, nice dirt road. Like dirt roads, good dirt roads. And this is that beautiful soft clay, especially when it's got a little bit of a powdery surface on it, you know what I mean? Beautiful to drive on. Kind of like slowly fucking your girlfriend in the ass, you know? Just sliding it in slow. All the way, first stroke. Yeah. That's what it's like driving on these dirt roads. They're smooth, they've been freshly graded, they're absolutely nice and flat. And it's that absolutely sinister clay that, not sinister, but it's that sort of clay that becomes like, fucking grease on a bloody steel plate. You know, if the road is like dead flat and it's been raining a heap and it's a bit squishy and wet, and provided there's no sort of soft spots, you can do okay on it, you know what I mean? But Hammerhand's very self-conscious about making body noises on camera, where I'm just my usual filthy fucking self, you know? And, there's these little back roads that are so fucking beautiful and quiet, no traffic, you know? Yeah, so back to the issue of recorded history. Oh, fuck. This is where they, some farmer applies to the, because it's some bumfuck nowhere road that goes nowhere and carries like, you know, three cars a day kind of shit, you know what I mean? And that's a farmer and his bloody combine harvester or whatever. Well, Yeah. That really smooth clay. Fuck, it's nice to drive on. Especially if it's graded and it's been sort of flattened from a bit of rain and it's dried out and it's had a little bit of traffic on it and it's the surface is softer and powdery, you know. But everything under that, like, soft and sort of powdery surface is hard, you know. And yeah, fuck, it's nice. Especially if it's really flat and there's a long stretch of it. And if you know what it's like to drive on before you go down it, it's quite nice to either very, very slow or fairly fucking fast, you know. But you got to watch it because there'll be soft spots. Over time, there can be big, soft, sandy spots and your car will be fucking going off in all sorts of directions and, you know. Yeah, back to the issue of recorded history. Now, pretty much everything, this is a huge topic. A huge topic. Well, I know what that is, it's not the door. And what it means is that I'm hallucinating. Did I see a page flicker off down the highway few k's back or fucking what? And so I don't want to piss away huge amounts of fuel going on cross-country excursions. But I might be on one. At least no trucks are, you know, you come out of some places and all you find, you know, fucking, is a heap of fucking trucks. And I don't mind, I like trucks. I just don't want to be in the way of them, you know what I mean? You know, I'd rather sort of have open, clear highways with no traffic, no people, no tourists, no caravans. No caravans weaving all over the road in fucking high-speed crosswinds. Going, they're using both lanes. Yeah. So, yes, well, everything that's ever been done is essentially a record where there is, it has existed, you know? And this means, you know, if it's a fucking stone or brick wall or carvings or tiles or pottery or, you know, it's a record, it is a record of history. Someone else's history, someone else's time and place and stuff, you know. And so what the dictionary, how is this relevant to dictionaries? Well, dictionaries are, see, basically everything we've got today is because someone said this is really fucking important, and it's important that it's the record is kept of it, and that about 2 km back there's a fucking car or a truck's come around the corner or something, and like yeah, so I'm looking for a turn off before they get to me. And so the whole thing is that, you know, the written word, you know, be it with a scribe, be it with a reed and a clay block, you know, a clay tablet, is that these are records of people's lives and thoughts and ideas and functions and actions and reactions and all sorts of shit, you know. And, yeah, you know, it's important stuff. And what a dick to abbreviate this, otherwise I could be sort of I'm kind of rambling a bit, you know. But, yeah, we'll try for an off-road here, then we'll get a road that goes south. Get a road that goes east, and a road that goes south. So, South. Hello, what's your name? My name is South. This is my brother North. This is my cousin East. And this is my sister West. There's a giant country Victoria water tank. It says, don't drink this shit, it's for firefighting only. Fucktard. Which is a good thing, you know. It's good to prepare and good to have water tanks, you know, set up every so often. And the recorded history is you can't record everything because it's just too much to learn, too much to know, too much to sort of remember, and too many fucking records. Like, where are you gonna, how are you gonna get it all down, and how are you gonna store it, and how is it going to be sort of renewed every time the stuff goes out of date or fades away or fucking fizzles out into oblivion, you know. And you know you can have the finest acid free paper, but and stored under nitrogen in sealed fucking hermetically sealed glass containers, that'll last a fucking long time, you know. But they're not particularly fucking accessible either, you know. Well, I suppose you could have duplicates of it in microfiche or fucking whatever, you know. So, geez, they've built this road up. Probably because it goes from A to B. And it's a bit of a cross-country conduit. And they've put in floodways and depth gauges, and the water is over this road. It goes up to one, our signpost says, up to 1 metre deep. So, yeah, the dictionary is the more I know, the more I'm overwhelmed with how much there is to know and how to tie it all together, you know? So, far out from such a shitty little entrance off the highway. This turns out to be a really fucking brilliant big road. You know? And until it sort of deteriorates, it's actually a good high-speed kind of road, provided that nothing goes wrong. You know, you've gone through, you've gone along this road one way to get from A to B, but coming back, if you know that road's in good nick, going back from B to A, you can fucking floor it along here. But, you know, it's one of those things. Sitting on 50 k's an hour, idling along in top gear, is completely different to doing, say, 120 or 130. You know, and the tire blows or something, you know, so over you go, in the, off into the loose gravel and spinning and flipping and dead, you know. Yeah, so fuck, eh? Jeez, that storm was fucking savage. It's just blowing trees apart all over the fucking place. Yeah, so back to the recorded history shit, you know. Dictionaries, a really good big dictionary, is like an open door to the fucking universe. Because it covers enormous amounts of information, like what that word means, how to use it, the subject that it's about, you know, in brief, you know, kind of, you know, and it shows the origin of the words, like the root, you know, the root sort of dialects, like, you know, comes from ancient Persia, or which then went to fucking, you know, through India and then across to, you know, middle Europe in the 1200s or something, and then sort of it came to England with the Normans, you know. You know. So, and then you get sort of various sort of spellings of it, you know. Different languages. Just make sure we don't get hit by a fucking train. It's always really important to... Oh, God. I'll report this. Whoops. Fucking God. Did I fuck up or what? Oops. Well, it was a really monumental fuck up. Just screenshot this. Yeah. Proving that even on really fucking quiet country roads, you know, the one lane back of fucking nowhere kind of roads, that you actually really have to be concentrating all the time. I mean, motorbikes have really good brakes, usually. And there's people who think, oh, I know the road, she'd be right. So I stuck my little cache of Bibles . See the Esky back there? Well, because the fucking wind is just reversed, you do a fucking embankment or down an embankment, because I forgot that there's a very tight little turn over earth embankment up onto a fucking level crossing in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. Because I looked at the level crossing and I thought, with all these trees and being on the inside of the corner and the trees being, you know, 30 metres away on each side, and it's sort of like, and not on the inside of a corner like that, you're on the sort of a corner that goes like that. And so if you go across that corner, it was, you know, rated as a 30k only section of track. But, you know, you've got such little, well, if it's a, you know, 2,000 ton of train or whatever, you know, I under ideal conditions in this location, you can actually hear traffic, the tyres on the road up to, you know, 11, 12 k's away. So I can't got a landing strip. Fucking markers of some sort. Well, here am I doing 45 k's an hour in 44th gear. Yeah, I reversed off this fucking, I don't know, about a 5 foot high embankment and down the steep. Because I forgot to turn, it's a hard little hook turn. We get to the level crossing and I reverse straight back. I thought, oh, this level crossing is really hazardous. Better take a few photos and say, you know, if someone sort of, you know, tries to drive a truck across here and a locomotive appears out of the blue, although there's very few fucking trains and there's even less fucking traffic, I feel very spooked in a car just going across it, you know. It's a 30k an hour section for trains. But, you know, that has that sort of thing. There's basically almost no trucks ever go across there. It has almost fucking like one train a week or some shit coming through there, one or two. Probably in harvest season and when they're getting shit sent into container ships across to overseas or whatever, you know, all the grain. I don't know, might be four or five trains a week, you know. But, you know, the chances are extremely fucking remote of anything ever fucking having a collision or having a near miss, you know. And so but as it stands, the crossing itself is fundamentally hazardous. It's a high risk fucking situation. Hello, birds. So, yeah, better report it. Took the photographs of the fucking up and down the tracks, sort of from the driver's perspective kind of thing, you know. Took a fucking code, picture of the signal code, of the crossing code, you know. And yeah, reported it, got an email address to send all the fucking images to. So that's good. Yeah, back to this what's it called? Back to this, what's it called? Yeah, the issue of recorded history, you know. Dictionaries are a gateway into an enormous amount of information. It's not only learning how to read and write and spell, you know. Fuck, there's just trees have been brought down everywhere from that big fucking storm. There's fucking tons of trees down. There's not like, you know, the big full trees, not a lot of them were knocked over. Some were. But an enormous amount of fucking, as I did, a rabbit. But an enormous amount of fucking branches and shit have been broken off. Fuck, what a storm. No wonder they're sort of Jesus, nice though. And here's an ancient sand dune from the fucking bottom of the ocean. You know, Australia was, most of Australia was once the bottom of a fucking ocean, you know? A shallow ocean. Then the continent lifted by about 400 feet. And in the last ice age, you know, the fucking the last ice age, the water, the ocean levels dropped by 400 feet. And the ice age ended and the fucking water came up by 400 feet, you know. Yeah, but dictionaries are enormous, especially a really big one. I would, it's one of these things that there's so much passion to be had that there's, you're just sort of not going to live long enough to do everything that you'd ever wanted to do. But I would like to have the full set of the Oxford Encyclopedia, which is, I think it's about 36 volumes. Oxford Dictionary of the English Language, and I think it's about 36 volumes, and I think a little bit vague here, because I think it's, I think that might either include two or three index type books or supplementary type books or some sort of auxiliary kind of, you know, function books. They either might either be in the set or there's like 36 or 38 books. And there's a couple of extra books on top of that for other, you know, which are sort of like functional kinds of things, you know. And I don't want to get back in the traffic. I should have hung a left back there. God damn it, I think I will. I'm enjoying this slow drive shit, you know. And I don't want to have fucking trucks and cars while I'm sitting at 60 k's an hour, you know, 45 k's an hour on a fucking middle of nowhere highway. You know, I don't want to be sort of, you know, having trucks coming up my arse at 100 k's an hour. It's a very good thing, you know, about being a sort of, you know, a cunt who's having a country drive, you know. But the dictionaries are one of the probably most important books you can ever get, and I'm not talking about the dumbass. They're not stupid, like, you know, just a brief meaning and how to spell it, you know what I mean? That's not a bad thing, you know, it's useful. But the technical grade dictionaries that have the word, the how it's used, as in, like, it's a noun, it's a verb, it's an adverb, it's a pronoun, it's a suffix or prefix, you know, and it's antonyms, like, you know, if you got the word go, which means go, so, you know, travel to somewhere, and the antonym is the opposite meaning of that, which is come, you know, you come from somewhere, you know, you go from A to B, and you come from B to A, you know, where you're, you know, and it's got all historical sort of information with a lot of these words. What countries, languages, you know, the sort of history of the human race involved in all these dialects and words and functions of the word, you know. So there's this enormous amount of stuff there. Absolutely enormous amount of stuff. And that's why, you know, and then you get sort of what these words tie into, you know. You know, how to do things, how to make things, how things are created, how they evolved, what time, places and, you know, locations did these things come about, you know. You know, I'm going to make this up because I don't have it in front of me. Well, I could actually pause the video and grab the book and find out, but I might just make it up anyway, you know, just to illustrate the point, because I'm enjoying having a drive. Well, the word clog, you know, is, say, Dutch for wooden shoe, and this is the inventing the bit, you know what I mean, just to illustrate the point. Illustrate the point. Well, clog could come from clegg, which comes from clayer, which comes, and that goes from sort of modern Dutch in the 16th and 17th centuries, and that could go back to, you know, through India, and, you know, could mean, you know, shoe that's clay shaped or something, or wooden sandal, you know, for walking across mud, you know, muddy areas, you know. There's just so much. And that goes back to 6th, you know, 7th century BC in Sumeria or some fucking thing, you know. You know, quite tato or something, you know. And one of the things about humanity is there's always a tendency to simplify things and to minimise, you know. You know. So if people can sort of shrink the words and minimise the vowels and minimise the fucking consonants and all sorts of things, they will, you know. Instead of saying a personal computer or a desktop computer, they'll just say the PC. You know, that's how people operate, you know. They do it everywhere with everything. So finding out that there's some words come from very big words can be interesting too, because big words are composed of, you know, many sort of, often are composed of many sort of root words, you know, root dialects. There's no nutcase driving down here at 200 k's an hour. Always concerned about that. You know, you look over your shoulder, you know, in Australia we drive on the left-hand side of the road, so when you're pulling out onto a highway, you go, well, you know, there's, what's it called? Oh, there's no car coming in my direction that's going to run straight into me if I pull out onto the highway. So you go to pull out on the highway and there's a truck coming in the other direction and some cunt's halfway through overtaking it and you go straight into its path, you know what I mean? That thing of never assume that the road is clear, you know. Always assume that there might be something coming the other way, you know. Many years ago we had a cartoon character road safety thing for kiddies going Hector the cat, you know, look to the right, look to the left, look to the right again. Then if the road is clear of traffic, walk straight across the road, don't run. Walk straight across the road, don't run, you know. I try and dig that up too, so. But that sort of, you know. Fuck, he's in third gear doing 25 kilometres an hour. He's having a slow drive today, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. I shouldn't call myself an old cunt. But I really need a bowling club hat, you know, and a white Volvo. And, you know, glasses with lenses on them about a fucking foot thick, you know. Yeah. Well, been fucking up how much lime you add to coconut. I didn't fuck it up. I thought, nah, I've never had this before. You know, the combination of coconut juice and, or coconut water and lime juice. But, hello, hello, hello. Someone's parked there. Or is that the sunlight reflecting off something in the distance? But the, so, it's not a monumental fuck-up. What it is I tried it. I overestimated by a fucking whole heap. And, that's all it is. It's an overestimation. So I know that next time I get some coconut milk or coconut water, maybe add about 25 mil to about a litre, just to give it a slight tang, you know. So that's actually a roadside sign. And I don't know if someone's coming, if they were coming towards me, they'd be like getting a bit closer, and if they're going away, they'd be sort of ever so slowly disappearing off into the fucking, you know. But because it's a straight bit of road, and the light is reflecting off the fucking glass thing, or a shiny bit, it makes it a bit harder to sort of initially estimate, because the sunlight reflecting doesn't look so much as disappearing off into the distance. But it could be. The, yeah. So that's a good thing about the dictionaries. So the look into the mirror going, oh yes, you know. Actually, that could be like some big fucking, the reason why it's not shooting off into the distance at some sort of great rate of knots while I tootle along at 50 k's an hour, is that it's a compromised type situation. Is that it's a farm vehicle, you know, sitting on like, you know, 40, 35 k's an hour while I'm sitting on 45, 50 k's an hour, you know? And that's why it's sort of disappearing into the distance very, 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 very slowly, and it's not actually stationary and it's not racing off into the distance, it's crawling off into the distance at almost bicycle speed. Oh yeah, it's a loader. Means it's a flat thing, looks like it sort of tows aircraft at an airport. But it's actually got some great big fucking tines on the front. Yeah, we'll just, it's okay. Oh, it's a fucking road sweeper. Oh, awesome. Queer set of lights on that. And yeah, quite a big thing. Yeah, fucking lost in thought. Yeah, anyway, people, the fucking dictionaries are just, they're keyways to the fucking universe, you know? The gateway. People talk about marijuana being the gateway to gateway drug. Well, you know, if you really want to get your shit together, the fucking, you know, the big... I recommend the Oxford Dictionary, that's about 2,100 pages, you know. I really do. And, yeah, it's the antonym to fucking bullshit, like, you know, marijuana's a gateway drug. Well, fuck, fine, whatever. This is a gateway bloody book. It just opens a door to so much cultural, scientific, historical, you know, how to do things properly, you know? All right, people, God love you and leave you. Thanks, bye.